This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Nicole Schneider, NICOLESNYDER, date of birth 03/21/1992, date of appointment 04/24/2025, requesting physician Jennifer Mehling, JennifermehlingNP. Dear Jennifer Mehling, I have the pleasure of seeing Nicole Schneider today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 33-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is in altercation with the police officer and received trauma to the head many times on February 4, 2025. Since then, she is having dizzy spell. She is losing consciousness about 3 to 4 times. She had a seizure also one time. She was on that day, she was on the way to the bathroom and was dizzy. She fell backward, eyes open, went back. She was shaking with loss of consciousness, lasted about 3 to 4 minutes, no incontinence, no tongue biting. She woke up and confused, went to the bathroom to take a shower. She lost the vision in the shower. Boyfriend helped her. She took marijuana on that day. She ate dinner also. This happened about 9:30 p.m. Past medical history. Ectopic pregnancy, ADHD, anxiety, depression, past surgical history, tubal ligation, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, bupropion 150 mg in the morning, clonazepam 2 mg 3 times daily, dextroamphetamine 10 mg. 2 times daily, nicotine patch, social history, smoke 5 cigarettes per day, she's on Shantex, rarely drink alcohol, she smokes marijuana, she's divorced, lives with the boyfriend, have 3 children, family history, mother alive with MS and diabetes, father deceased, overdosed himself, one sister, one brother alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, lightheadedness, convulsion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes, 2 or 4 plantar responses or flexors, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 33-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, first time seizure, rule out epilepsy. Number 2, syncope. Number 3, close head injury. Number 4, post-concussion syndrome. Number 5, dizziness. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain, EEG, carotid ultrasound, and echocardiogram. Most probably, patient had syncope. And then had a syncopal seizure. Epilepsy is a rare possibility. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.